Hey, so, I've had some setbacks over the past few months, health shit going on. I was on a month of narcotics, over a month, steady narcotic use. That was really difficult. 4 to 5 times a day, heavy, heavy narcotics. coming off of that has been difficult. Dealing with the issue was difficult itself. Because the narcotics didn't even kill all the pain. So, and I have chronic pain to begin with. So, yeah, I had big pain on top of that. It's pretty difficult. And some depression issues, trying to get those sorted out. And then the narcotics really interfere with that process. And trying to get a new audio application figured out to do my hobby, GWA, PTA, Audio Haven, that sort of thing, because I've switched to Audacity because I'd been using Adobe Audition for years, but my license came due, and I've just had to pay bills, so I can't pay the licensing fee right now. I have to buy a new license. Had to replace 3 major appliances all at once. Yes, like they all just said, hey, we're going to stop working now. So screw you. I just hope the washer and dryer don't kick out. Because I'm going to be beating clothes on a rock in the river if that happens. Because I'm not going back to a laundromat. Actually, I'll probably just go wash clothes at my mom's because she lives a block away. That's what I would do. Seriously, I'm not going to a laundromat. I hate those places. Social anxiety and just, yeah. People smoke. They just sit out front smoking. It's like, no. Excuse me, I'm yawning. So, yeah, I'm trying to be positive despite all the shit that's going on and not talk about the major things that are going on in my life. I'm trying to be superficial. It's been weird. Not used to being popular, and I've been getting quite a bit of attention lately, thanks to the subs on Reddit, and I don't know how to take it. I'm used to being the one who just kind of go to a show, people come up after the show, hey, he was really good, you know, I was impressed, or roller derby, you know, I'll go. And people will say, hey, you did a really great job announcing. That was cool. And I like what you did there. And then that's it. You know, the other people get all the attention. And like after the show or the bout or whatever, I'll go to an after party. And I'll sit there by myself. And maybe I'll socialize a little bit with the people who were there that I did the thing with. And for the most part, I'll just sit with Diet Coke with lime and maybe basket of fries or something. And I sit there and I people watch, and, you know, I watch people hook up, and, you know, maybe sometimes, some of the audience members, some of the, fans or whatever show up, and, you know, they fawn all over the other people. And I sit there and I people watch. But here it's like, for a while I've gotten like the odd message, like, oh, your audio made me so wet. Oh, yeah, so it was so good. You have such a sexy voice. And that's not how people sound, but that's just my voice to differentiate from my voice, what they're saying. You know what I mean? So, yes, you know. Anyway, so it's just weird. It's always been weird for me when people, I'm not complaining. It's just, I don't know how to take it. I'm not used to having a positive effect on people. It's making people laugh, sure, fine. I've done that my entire life. But actually having, you know, a positive sexual effect on someone is just like, what? No, I don't do that. That's not me. That's somebody. You're thinking about that other guy with the voice that goes, yeah, baby, I've got the voice. And obviously, that's not a sexy voice. But I really don't think I have a sexy voice. I have funny voices. Yeah, I have funny voices, and I do a lot of character voices that are You know, they're really funny and entertaining and expressive, but I don't really have a sexy voice, I don't think, but people, they keep telling me, you've got such a sexy voice, and it made me wet, and I came listening to your voice, and I can't wait to hear it again. And I'm just, okay. And I've been getting, recently, I don't know if it's because I put at the bottom of my posts that comments and PMs are not only welcome, they're encouraged. I guess it's working. So, yeah, I guess I'll keep it there. But like I said, I don't know what to do. It's like I try to engage people because, you know, I like to do that. And I like people. I like to interact with people, but I'm also shy and social anxiety. So it's like, do I reply? Do I not reply? No, what to do? And, you know, I just, yeah, it's like, I get kind of awkward and then I get really shy. And so sometimes I'll sit there and I'll stare at the message, the private message or the comment. And it's like, you know, so like if you send me a private message and it's in the character of what the audio was, it's a little awkward because, you know, that's private. That's like, okay, I did a daddy audio, but you send me a private message as, you know, my little girl or my little boy, I'm not your daddy. It might be okay for you to call me daddy, but I'm not your daddy. Now, in the comments, yeah, I'll play along most of the time. And I can usually go with that. That can be all right. But, you know, like getting down, like being someone's daddy, that's serious stuff. Like someone like being your daddy, you don't take it lightly. Cause I mean, that's playing along and, you know, just it's a little fun thing. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I can do that. But, you know, like you get into a serious relationship, you know, daddy, DDLG sort of thing. So I never know. It's like, you know, oh, daddy. It's like, okay, are you just playing? Are you serious? I never know. I don't know these things. There are no verbal cues, no body language to pick up on. It's just, it's all text. I don't know. It's confusing. And, you know, for me, it's like, I take it seriously because these things are serious. It's serious business. And shut up. You know who you are. And so, you know, when that happens, it's just like, because I don't want to mess up. And like, so someone like really gets attached and it's like, have you said it? And, no, because, you know, that's, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want anybody to get hurt. Yeah. That's not what I'm about. And even if somebody wants to be hurt, you know, serious discussions need to take place before that happens. You know, everything has to be a safe space. If we're going to hurt, then we need to make sure that proper precautions are taken. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, puppy play, love to do, love to play in comments, but, when it goes to PMs, it's like, you know, I need to be a little more serious because, my personal actual puppy, very closely guarded, not going to give that away. You know, I'm doing the little puppy thing where it's puppy audios and it's playing, but my personal puppy persona is not up for grabs. That's very close to protected. Was in a very deeply committed relationship that ended, and I'm not going to be ready to go anywhere with that for quite some time. And, but I'll play in sort of the same way and have fun, fine. But as for getting deeply into that, no, because that requires a lot of trust and a lot of foundation building. And the last time went really fast and no regrets, but, I still haven't recovered. So, off the table. As with most any relationship really is completely off the table. And I don't know if that's clear And that's what I'm worried about is like, you know, are these people just playing? Are some of them serious? And so I just take it as anybody that's coming through is just playing. But there's always like that concern at the back of my mind that someone is serious. And then my anti-ego comes and says, no one could be serious about you. You stupid idiot. Why would anybody be serious about you? If anything, they will only want to play because that's all you're good for. And no one wants you at all. They just want someone to be funny and to play. And, you know, it's like, you know, why would anybody want to be serious about me anyway? So it kind of takes care of itself. And then I feel like crap. Isn't that a wonderful, horrible cycle? As I go through all of that and I'm like, well, I don't have anything to worry about after all, because who would want to be serious with me? But I suppose it works because it backs me down from taking anybody or anyone or anything seriously. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this turned out to be a very weird ramble. And I'm not even sure I'm going to publish it because, yeah, I don't know. It revealed a lot more than I had planned. And, well, I take solace in the fact that certain people are probably not going to listen. So the things that were said probably aren't going to make as much sense as they might. I'm gonna watch what I say because I think some people are privy to some of the facts, and so what I'm saying will probably be seen right through. So I should shut up now because I am a fucking idiot and I've said way too much anyway. So I'm gonna post it anyway because I'm a masochist. No, because yeah, I'm a masochist, and I'm stupid, and here it goes.